At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Monday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Oh, baby. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we have a lot to get to tonight. It was a huge day in the NFL. Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend as we get closer and closer to
spring.
But there's a lot of nervous people right now.
Oh, all over the place.
There's a lot of nervous
things,
people right now.
More legal things in and out of the sporting world, and certainly on the basketball court.
Well, look, I don't just mean people who are, you know, laying bets that are in Otani's inner circle. No.
Or flying internationally to maybe evade prosecution.
Right now, with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, number one Iowa and Caitlin Clark deadlocked at 48-48 with West Virginia. West Virginia has started the fourth quarter with a 10-0 run.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark has missed a couple of shots. She's missed them short. Obviously, this is a sign of being tired, but she has not had a great night shooting. She is 8 out of 20 from the floor, still with 24 points, but the most popular player in all of college basketball. You know, usually when one seeds are on the a one seed can lose. This is completely devastating for
it's
the women's bracket.
It's going to kill our entire business model.
My
God.
ESPN's trying to find. Okay, so if Iowa loses, can we see? You know, in betting, when you can do the mid-game betting? Yeah. Can we do a mid-tournament sell of this competition to somebody else? Can we do a mid-tournament sell?
Do we have a B-roll package of Juju Watkins ready? How about we do Kip? Oh, no, let's not do that.
The minute Iowa goes down and it looks like they're going to lose, you get Mel Kiper up and we are talking about the draft.
Let's go. J.J. McCarthy all the time. Let's go. Yeah, Mark Kellogg, though, remember? He said, let's win one and then send her home.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you can't say that. Okay, sorry.
Well,
sorry,
number one, yes, you can.
Of course you can.
Because now people know who the hell Mark Kellogg is. Yeah,
of course you can say that.
You know, we've got ourselves a thriller and a lot of anxious Iowa fans because it is a home game played there in this Iowa City. They're sitting on their hands and very nervous. Maybe that's a prayer posture. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, more nervous right now. Iowa / college basketball fans, because obviously more Caitlin Clark is great for college basketball.
Yeah.
More nervous. Supporters of Caitlin Clark or Kim Mulkey? More nervous right now. Who is more nervous right now?
See, I think Kim Mulkey is the kind of person that doesn't get nervous because that's the type of person that is going to be right. in her mind, no matter what you tell her.
Okay. Did it look that way at her presser?
No. I'll tell you.
Sparkles there.
Yeah, no sparkles. No. Yeah, no, yes, very much so.
Defiance, how dare you? I ignored you for 2 years, and now you give me 48 hours to answer your 12 questions? You know, how dare you?
Look, if you're looking for a silver lining, right, if something happens and Caitlin Clark goes home, right, you know what, watching the, obviously when big teams lose, it's tough. Look, you always see in the past when Duke was the big villain, Duke gets knocked out, tournament take. Look, when the big teams get knocked out,
take a hit, sure. Hate watching is a real thing.
If you lose Iowa tonight, right, if something, let's say something happens, Iowa goes home, they're up by 2 with 5 minutes left to go. This is where you embrace LSU as the villain that this college basketball sport needs.
100%.
You embrace them as the villain.
100%. And it's not an individual, right? Because immediately like, you're just going against Angel Reese. Okay, well,
Angel Reese is a supporting act in the Kim Mulkey drama. I mean, come on, man.
Kim Mulkey right now, she should be coming into Spake Zarathustra in her sparkly suits and the whole nine yard. I am the heel.
No. Angel Reese just has a really big ego. That's Angel Reese.
Which
she just has a really big ego.
No, but that's the fun part, right?
Kim Mulkey says, yeah, you hate me, but I'm a victim, and you watch what happens. Oh, she's got that down
but
pat.
It's like, here's all
this
the things
great.
In your history,
yeah.
Ms. Mulkey. And we don't even know what's behind door number 3.
It doesn't matter what team she coaches. Kim Mulkey, that's the villain. Embrace rooting against LSU. That's what it's going to be. And then LSU should embrace me. Everybody wants us to lose. And you'd think, well, no, that's a, oh, no, no, everybody kind of does. Okay, no, yeah, everybody kind of does. Okay, no, we're the villains.
You should embrace the villainy. That's what I always, that's always the thing I've hated about some of our sports figures. Yeah. They make a statement or you know, have a decision televised, and then they go, what, people didn't like that? I mean, I'm shocked.
Because I got to be honest, I can't wait to see what this story is.
Yeah.
I really can't. I absolutely can. And just the fact that she decided to say, there's not enough oxygen on this story. Kim Mulkey, obviously, LSU women's head coach, over the weekend got very upset saying, hey, there's a hit piece coming out of me by the Washington Post that I'll sue if it comes out. It's like,
oh, I've hired the best defamation lawyers in America.
Yeah, because that works.
I've done all this
stuff. Because that always works. Tell me about that long list of people who have sued a newspaper because something is not factual and they've won.
Yeah, come defamation, on, libel.
She's turned the story into, oh, really? Now I can't wait.
It's like, here, take my dollar.
Yeah, no, this is
take
the
my dollar for my read.
What do you
and
got?
I had a bunch of people when I posted that going, yeah, whatever. It's $1.99, whatever I have to subscribe to, I'm in. People like, please be a hero and snap and take screenshots of all of that for the rest of us. But, you know, the idea, and I mentioned it, it's over 2 years in the making, so let's look at our timelines in our world and everything. And then the reporter trying to get it done. It's like, we're deep in preparation. How dare you now, as we get ready for this tournament, the eve of the tournament. It's like,
but she's okay.
You haven't answered for 2 years.
No. But here's the other part is that how dare you, when you're the one bringing it up and talking
that's
about
right.
it. Nobody else will be talking, but
you
wanted to bring it up.
Strike.
Yes, yes.
Against
how
a story that may or will be published.
That's like James Harden. Daryl Morey's a liar. Wait, if you didn't hear me, because I want this written about. Daryl Morey is a liar. Kim Mulkey is saying, hey, this cannot be a distraction. What? The fact that I will sue if this story comes out and this is a distraction to my team. Okay.
It's a hit piece.
Okay.
It's a hit piece.
Look,
for 2 years, been trying to get an interview. Okay, then clearly it's about a subject you have no desire to talk about.
Yeah.
And you've ducked it long way.
I can't wait to see what this is.
Because we've got
really
a laundry list of things we can go through in the history. That is well known and well documented of things that she's either skirted or encouraged or tried to play from the bully pulpit. Because that's what she did at the end, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, a lot of other people can't fight themselves against this, but guess what? I'm powerful and I can.
Well, look,
like, all right.
The only thing you need to know about, look, all the other stuff that's gone on, Brittany Griner is in a Russian gulag.
Yeah.
And she can't even say, I support her, bring her home. Even when she was asked about it, she you haven't said anything, and you won't. Wow, you can't say, let's bring an American prisoner home? Oh, by the way, we have to let go one of the most powerful terrorists in the world as an exchange for Brittany Griner. for Brittany Griner. You can't even say, hey, one of my former players won a championship. I can't even get around it. That tells you what kind of person Kim Mulkey is, right? I can't even say a former player is in prison in Russia and who knows what's going on. I can't even say, I support her, bring her back.
The whole backstory
really?
With Griner while of she course. Was a player for her, right? In terms of, hey, don't be who you are.
Yeah.
At all.
But listen, you can even say, okay, that's a story. And what's, because they'll be the people who want to back and say, well, that's a story. Whose side do you know? So I'm dealing with the absolute facts, and that she wouldn't say anything about Brittany Griner, even in support. And when asked, hey, you want to say something? No, you won't. Wow, what a special person you are. Yeah, you're special. I want to play for you. I want to know that. I want to know that if I'm trapped in some Russian prison and they're going to negotiate with me to bring a terrorist, to get a terrorist free, yeah, I want to know that my coach is going to say, yeah, no. I'm not gonna talk about that. Not gonna get to that. No. You're all good. You're good.
She's a compassionate human being.
I can't wait for the story. Like the last couple days, I woke up going, am I going to wake up and see it? Like, I'm going to turn my phone on and get to from you and Frostberg, and I get on the computer and go, oh, so that's what it is.
Nah, I would have had another story about some all-you-can-eat contest that went horribly wrong or something.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Speaking of basketball, Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenges live. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. So, speaking of the brackets, just really quick.
Yeah.
You and I are both doing very well.
So far, so good.
So far. I'm in second place by a point.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down, if it comes down, because Jonas Knox is in first, he's got Houston winning it all. I have Arizona winning it all.
How much was he sweating last night?
So, little bit, right? Little bit, sweating Houston. Sweating Houston.
I just did a quick cursory run through of folks above and around me. In the bracket, and Houston was running pretty far in most.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I got no animus against the school.
Sure.
Or Jim Nance or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Jim! Now, but them going down would not have been the worst thing in the world.
No, because I had my final four, but if I don't have them winning, what do I care? Right? Like every other people I know have them winning, and that's going to knock them out. As long as I don't lose my team, I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
I am feeling all right with that. Now, speaking of, like, I have 47 points. Jonas has 48 points out of the possible 64. Morgan H., you talk about our Bracket Challenge Live. He's in first place with an impressive 55 points out of 64 for the first two rounds. Right behind Morgan with 54 points. And again, two winners, the ultimate college trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay.
Old rule of thumb, number one, Graduate Hotels. I mean, there's you go into that page, there's some cool promotions going on there.
Oh, sure.
Page. Yeah.
Sure.
But, you know, talk about, you know, chalk running through and a bunch of dopes like us sitting here overthinking it. Yeah, upset here.
I want blood. I'm going to pick the upsets from now on, because now I'm like, oh, look at this. I picked the upsets in the front because I screw it. There's a lot of upsets. I picked the up. Look where I am. I'm in second place. I'm feeling pretty good. 1 point. And I'd be in first bleeping place if I had taken North Carolina to get out of the first weekend. But instead, no, I backed my Wagner College. See, it's me, future Wagner College Sports Hall of Famer. I backed Wagner, or I'd be in first place.
You'd be standing.
Just so people know that.
We do have an artist working on a caricature of you
good.
With your Best Actor Award from
good. With it.
I am
blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon gold writing.
Blue ribbon gold writing.
Yeah.
Yes, I would be. I'd be in first place. I'd be in first place by a couple, because I would have had North Carolina getting out of the first weekend, obviously, but instead I had to have Wagner go on. So I'm in second place by a point, and I picked Wagner College, man. As much as I want to wear that as a badge right now, you know how pissed I'm going to be if I lose by like a couple of points and I go, because I took Wagner.
You know what?
Because I took Wagner.
But you'll be able to write a letter to Wagner College and give a picture of your bracket and say, look what I did for you.
I could have won.
I gave up glory and another ribbon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For
you. Yeah, we get ribbons, don't we, if we win?
I don't know.
I think we get ribbons.
We might get a sandwich.
No, I could go for a sandwich. The sandwich is fine. Like, we get Fat Sal's for the winner. It's okay. Like, we don't want to win, like, a TV or anything, do I?
No.
Because you and I, because I play Mega Millions for, I play Powerball for all of us tonight.
Yeah, so we're going to win that.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
And then the TV is moot. And that buys you. What does it buy? Quiet, you fool. Money can be exchanged for goods and services.
I don't want to win Powerball. I want a television set.
Quiet, you fool.
Go quiet, numbskulls. So, yes, I got our Powerball numbers right here.
Let's go.
Very excited. You know, but I'm a little pissed because I said, hey, Powerball 3, and we have the same Powerball number twice.
Yeah.
Like, that pisses me off, man.
You used a couple of bleeps.
Unless the number comes up, then
I'll
be happy.
You were better than me.
But, like,
you
come on,
bleeps.
Man. How do we get the same, in a quick pick, how do we get the same power number twice?
That doesn't make any
sense.
It's
a load of crap, man. I mean, come on. There's a glitch in the system. I should have said, no, I don't want these numbers. I want new numbers.
But you know what? If that Powerball hits, you hit twice.
Yeah, but what are the odds? I mean, what do I have better odds of? If I have the same power number twice or if I have two different power numbers?
Yeah, but you know what? You're getting up like the four horsemen because it is the number four that we're waiting on tonight.
What if I just said, because I said, no, I don't like these numbers. I'd like a new one. Like, could they do
that? I think
that
would be interesting.
Would they do that? No. Like, could I return it and say, I'm sorry, I don't want these numbers. I want new numbers. I don't like these numbers.
They'd tell you that they'd see you in hell.
There's too many numbers in 20s. I don't like the fact. Nah, I got too many round numbers in here.
I don't like this distribution. Then fill out a sheet.
Come on, 22.
Nah, that's too hard.
22, 24, 26, 29. Come on, man. I'm not going to win with that. Come on.
That is true.
I just made that up. I'm not putting my numbers out on the air. Are you kidding?
As long as they don't have the barcode.
No. I don't want that. I'm like, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, come on. You got to spread them out a little bit.
By the way, better numbers than that. The way you give it out over the course of the next 4 hours is, of course, via jersey number.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Phone number 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, so check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. Well, coming up next, big stuff out of the NFL. Yes, we're going to get to Shohei Ohtani, but looks like one star wide receiver is not going to get traded. One really disappointing quarterback is not going to get traded. And maybe the highest profile coach in college football is going to control the draft when he can. Dun, dun, dun. That's next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It looks like we're going to still have Iowa and Caitlin Clark into the Sweet 16. 20 seconds left to go. Iowa with the 60-54 lead over West Virginia. Iowa has attempted 24 free throws tonight. West Virginia has attempted 5.
Yeah, we're up to 26. 21 to 26 on the night. Yeah, there you have it.
Waiting to see what the press conference for West Virginia is like after. Hey, Coach, what do you feel about the free throw performances tonight? The performance? Performance of the free throw? Are you kidding me? They shot 28 free throws. Well, they shoot 28, 29. 29! The performance? Are you kidding me? Performance? We shot 5. They shot 28.
West Virginia has forced 15 Iowa turnovers.
Oof.
Still down 6, 21.3 remaining. Caitlin Clark at the line.
So, again, it looks like Iowa is going to move on. We will still have Iowa. We'll still have LSU. And the
Commerce!
And the Kim Mulkey story hasn't come out. I just keep hitting refresh.
Come out right before they play in the Elite Eight? Is that how that's going to work?
Well, you got to think it's got to come out this week at some point, right? While they're playing.
Click, click, click.
Now to a man who may have actually read the story already.
How about that?
Longtime NFL insider, Washington Post, Jason Lockenfora. Jay, what can you tell us? You're not in the Kim Mulkey story, are you? I hope you're not.
No, I know as much as you guys. I do still contribute to the Washington Post, but I just stay in my lane. So I can't wait to read it. Kent Babb is awesome. Anytime somebody freaks out that much preemptively, it stands to reason. There's a good reason why said story is being written.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine a better, I'm not sure what the Washington Post advertising budget is these days or how they decide on any such decisions. But you could not have come up with a better, PSA ad for reading, for reading the Washington Post or wanting to check out this article than that performance art pablum BS that she put out there as, I guess, a preemptive strike. I mean, you want to talk about reverse psychology or reverse engineering or reverse, outcomes. That story is going to have every eyeball possible on it now.
Yeah, you don't need any advertising budget for this month. Just cancel it. We have what we need right now. Everybody's coming to watch.
Yeah.
I'd be sending people to Columbia, Knoxville, Iowa City. Would you like to have a special message in this section? It's only $100 for an inch.
See, if this is a movie, like Jason would have like pictures of it on micro, they take the pic with the tiny cameras now, and he'd be on the run, and people would be chasing him, and he'd be trying to pass it off to get it to somebody, the right people, like in a briefcase on a train or something. Like that's how I'm picturing that. That'd be pretty fun, actually.
Bring it on.
All right, well, speaking of bring it on, big news out of the NFL today. So much stuff now. We've got a lot of coaches talking today, but maybe the most interesting thing today is Deion Sanders saying that he's going to pull an Eli and control the draft when it comes to Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, who are going pro after this year. And, I already know, no place cold, not here, not here, not here. We already have one LeVar Ball, Jay. How's this going to go if Deion starts doing stuff like this?
Well, I mean, Deion's got a lot more sort of cachet and understanding and connections in the NFL world than Father Ball ever had in basketball. I mean, I understand, AAU and all that, but it's just different. And look, I still think 5 quarterbacks are going in the first round. I'd even lean towards 6. And if the young man from Colorado was in it, there would be, 7 possibly, and 5 for sure, and 5 in the first 6 or so picks, I think. I know a lot of evaluators who preferred him to even Caleb Williams. So I don't know, man. Get your popcorn ready, I guess, Who's going to tank the best? Who's going to be in position next year? Who's going to need a quarterback? Depending on how this goes, what does Prime think of those potential teams and the want of his players to go there? Hey, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I think we're all ready to get the popcorn. No question about it. So another guy that we're waiting on, he's the bell of the ball at the moment, is J.J. McCarthy, right? His old coach, Harbaugh can't say enough about him, and then more and more evaluation. I mean, is he the guy for the Commanders?
Not much would surprise me up top. I mean, I think Caleb Williams is going one after that. I think there'll be some jockeying. I mean, do some of these teams get comfortable enough with multiple of these young men that, you know, they're like, look, we can drop down a few. We know we're still getting one of these four, and we're going to pick up value along the way. You know, I think it might not just be the order of how these teams have them stacked, but is Caleb Williams truly in his own tier for all of these people? And, you know, what's the difference between 2 and 3 and 3 and 4 and 2 and 4, and how close are they, and how much do they think they could win with all or any of the above? And hey, look, we're also in the part of the year where all kinds of baloney's put out there.
Oh,
I mean, it's like we are full blown entering, you know, April draft run up, which is anything goes, anything flies, sling it out there. You know, is some of this stuff about the Commanders coming out now really just because, you know, they want to hold an auction for that pick to just gather information and then see what's out there? But ultimately, it does come down to, you know, May or Daniels. You know, we're going to get pretty down in the weeds here soon enough. But I don't think it can be overstated that we're looking at a generational situation here with these quarterbacks, where I think, you know, and I've been saying this and writing this at the Washington Post, where my articles don't get nearly as much attention as Kent Pabst's next one is about to. But that's not a complaint. That's just a state of fact. I've been, you know, the people I trust in this league have been telling me, look, they're going 1, 2, 3, 4, and the kid from Michigan is definitely in that mix, and he's going to go way higher than anybody's saying at that time. This is back in November, and I think all that's going to come to pass. And there were a lot of people sleeping on Penix, and I kept looking at all these mock drafts and saying, this is funny. Nobody has Penix. Penix is definitely going in the first round and probably in the first half of the first round. And then we come out of the combine and a pro day, a couple pro days, and now you're seeing Penix all over the place, and now I'm just waiting for Bo Nix to follow, because that's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be a quarterback-dominated draft, and once they go 1, 2, 3, 4, then there's going to be a natural pressure from these other teams to go and get one now rather than wait till day two. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see a run on quarterbacks. We're going to see a run on tackles. The 3 or 4 edge rushers that everybody likes are going to go pretty quickly because there's just not that many of them. And then we'll settle in for some corners and then a whole bunch more offensive linemen. And I think that's going to be the story of the first round.
Jason Locken, for NFL Insider, our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Well, this makes me feel good because today I saw the story that Woody Johnson said, well, if we can't trade Zach Wilson, we're going to keep him. Obviously, seeing what the market was for Justin Fields, the Jets are going to keep Zach Wilson, unless now, maybe the day of the draft, everybody's upset. We need a guy to be the number three quarterback, and they can trade Zach Wilson.
Can they get back on, can they petition to get back on Hard Knocks?
That would be fun.
Keep all the quarterbacks. Let the one be a part of the third party ticket or whatever, and just film it all. Just fire up the cameras and let's go. What do they think they're going to get for him? I mean, it's, you know, when you see what happens with Russell Wilson and you see what happens, you know, with Justin Fields and Mac Jones, I mean, Kenny Pickett, what's he going to fetch? He's going to fetch nothing. Just get him out of your building. Just end the charade, end the facade. Like, you botched it again with another quarterback drafted ridiculously high. Like, it's over. It was a bad evaluation from the giddy-up. And you're going to get less than nothing for him, but just move on. Like, I don't understand why this has to be something that the owner's speaking about. You know, like, why just take your conditional 7 or just cut him or whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, I think he just wants to know whether he should take his house off the market. Ryan Poles, the, hey, we were doing right by Justin, and still continues that narrative a week later.
That's cute.
Jason, it just keeps going. It'll never
end. Here's my question for him. Why didn't you do right by him while you had him? You know what I mean? Like, why did you wait till, like, the middle of last season to lean back into any sort of option football or activate his legs? You know what I mean? Like, when you were 1-7 or whatever and you know, you had wide receivers coming out saying, I don't know what the hell we're doing here. Like, where were they? Were they worried about him then?
Look, I was stunned when they didn't adjust. Like, that's the biggest shock to me, Jay, is that you're the GM. It's one for fans to say, hey, I was surprised they didn't get more. But when you're the general bleeping manager, you got to know what it is and know that, okay, I got to trade him now. And just because I'm not going to get a second and a third, whatever I thought, I still have to get what I can get for him.
Something. No, it's the whole thing is it's just kind of it's hard to take them seriously on certain levels. Like it just is. I
well, but that's it though, Jason. They did a lot of things right, but then every time they speak about Fields and this situation, that it's like everything happened without their knowledge. It's like you were left holding a bag, and it's like, all right, on this date you can finally open it up and see what you get, as opposed to being an active participant.
No, I just really they just give me pause. You know, even like okay, people are like love their off season. I mean, I don't know. Like they got a running back, but I think there's two teams in their division that got better ones. You know, like I don't know. Like yeah, Swiftie's a nice player. Like I don't they've been able to run the ball really well there in the past. Like I don't think that really moves the needle. Like they kept the corner, but they did so, you know, after he held the gun to their head and, you know, after they went to war with him at the you know, before the trade deadline and after the trade deadline, and it's like okay, yeah. You know, what exactly is Caleb Williams walking into? Is that a starter wife, you know, coaching staff there? Like, are they, you know what I mean? Like, are they just there to hold it down for a year and then they go get the real staff, you know what I mean, that works with him long term? Like, I don't know, man. I just have a hard time taking them seriously. Eberflus did a good job with that defense in the second half of the year, and they made some adjustments. But I don't know. I think that it has the potential to get off the rails with the quarterback a little bit. And I just don't know if they're – like, they failed to develop one for so long. I mean, it's been a generational, multi-generational problem there. And I just don't know that this group of coconuts is ready to, like, get it all together. Like, I just look at the totality of their coaching staff and upper management, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like – is this the time they break through? You know what I mean? Like, is this when it comes together? I have my reservations.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfour. That is at Jason Lockenfour. Check him out. 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Odyssey, Washington Post. And all of his NFL stories will now be slugged with Kim Mulkey.
There you go.
Just you can slug it with Kim Mulkey. Yeah. People will click.
Like the Google headline algorithm or something.
Yeah. Just like, hey, here's the Kim Mulkey story you all want. And then it's all about Brandon Ayuk, and now he's not getting traded. Like, that's what you could do. You get all those clicks.
Yeah. It gets the clicks, baby. Let's go.
That's it.
See you, buddy. Have fun.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
See you, Jason.
There goes Jason Lockenfour.
But you know what? All of his stuff without, you know, if you take Pohl's name and extract it, I mean, he's been dealing with it with his Orioles and such in Baltimore forever. Generational. We haven't figured this out.
Sure.
It's been a long time since they won, right? With the Bears. And he was just preaching everything I've lived from my many years on this earth.
Yeah, 1985 was a long time ago,
buddy.
Long time.
19, I mean, and then 19. The last Super Bowl appearance was Sexy Rexy down in Miami that you remember as the Prince Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it wasn't Peyton Manning because he wasn't particularly good that
game. Who was in that game? Didn't Prince play in that game? Yes, he was the quarterback, and I'm the point guard. I'm the other guard. I'm the center. I'm the other forward.
Damn right.
And then he made everybody pancakes.
That's right. Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff, and then Prince played halftime. Those are the two memorable things.
You know what I used to have for breakfast? Cocaine. You used to have for lunch? Cocaine. You know, you should have to dinner. We'll get to the Otani story coming up in a few minutes. But straight ahead, as you just heard Jason Lockenfour, he thinks quarterbacks are going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 in the NFL draft. After news today, it is time. It is time for an intervention with us here on the show to tell you about the guy you have to watch out for and don't draft him too high.
It's not your fault.
It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. What time is Powerball drawing? Like 15 minutes?
Yeah,
like 15 minutes? Okay.
We got like 15 minutes. Exactly.
Because like, I'm excited to talk about everything going on, the Ohtani stuff, top of the hour, but if we win, I could be done.
It's the Steve DeSager show.
Yeah. It'd be and Steve would have to run everything himself because we would all be leaving.
Because it is like the 38th anniversary of Balky. What was his last name? Balky Bartolomeus? Yeah. It's the 38th anniversary of that show premiere. It's like, goodbye, everybody. Perfect strangers, yes.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, we'll have more on Shohei Ohtani, as long as we don't hit Powerball, coming up in about 12 minutes.
Well, but I think that would be the closing salvo.
You know, I worked with a guy at ESPN once. Just to tell you real quick. I worked with a guy at ESPN.
Was it Boomer?
No. It's a guy behind the scenes. That I said, you know, because the morale at ESPN when I was there behind the scenes was always up and down. Sometimes it was great. Oh, sometimes sure. Really low, up, really low. And he was a guy I said, you know, when things were going bad. Like, he wasn't having fun. He wasn't enjoying himself, his career, all the stuff. And I said, well, he goes, you know, if things get bad, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask to prompt my last, and it's going to be my last day. I'm going to ask to prompt the 11 o'clock Sports Center. And I said, okay, what are you going to do? He says, we're going to start the show. Because, you know, the talent is all reliant on prompter. He goes, and I'm just going to press the button to make the prompter go at super speed. So the talent are all going, not knowing where they're looking and trying to talk and not figure it out. And I'm going to walk in front of the cameras with my middle finger up. And I'm going to walk across and walk out the door. And you're never going to see me again.
Wow. I would have thought you'd, you know, plant a few lines of random text.
Because I could just see him just hitting that button on the prompter, making it scroll, and seeing everybody going, so tonight, welcome in. And then all of a sudden he just walks by, middle finger up at everybody. Well, there goes production assistant. Okay, all right. Let's go to commercial here. I think. So, I'm just going to...
I don't need a guy to work the prompter. No. I've got a thing that I can control with my foot. No.
If you don't hear my voice and Mike's voice at 8:01... Then you know we've won.
Well, I mean, we probably have a best of segment that you can.
No, Steve DeSager show, man. Steve DeSager. That'd be a Steve DeSager show.
Yeah, but he would spend the first 15 minutes blanking us because we walked out of the studio and then include him in the walkout.
Now, we talked to Jason Lockenfor a few minutes ago. He talked about quarterbacks are going to go 1-4 most likely in the NFL draft.
Yes.
We're getting there now, or, you know, about a month out. And all you can hear every day is about J.J. McCarthy, Michigan quarterback, how great he is and how great he's a riser, and everybody's falling in love with him. And here's his head coach in college, Jim Harbaugh, now head coach of the Chargers, saying, J.J. McCarthy, he'd be number one on my board.
The workout J.J. had, I've been to a lot of pro day workouts and watched quarterbacks throw. That was the best I've ever seen a quarterback do at a pro day. I mean, there was raving. And it was great to hear, incredible here. I know it was sincere. It was unsolicited. I mean, there's numerous GMs, numerous head coaches
This just makes me want to bang my head against the wall. You saw the pro day. You know who else had a great pro day? Zach Wilson.
I had a great pro day.
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Watch Zach Wilson run to his left and stop and make that throw to his right all the way down the field. J.J. McCarthy, look at what he does against air. This has to stop, okay? This has to stop, this J.J. McCarthy, because when we talk to him and see him on a pro day, again, against air, suddenly now we think he's the second-best quarterback in the draft. Let me just tell you something, right? This is not my opinion. Okay, this is not my opinion. I'm going to give you fact, because I've told you, J.J. McCarthy, what did I say? If he was a great quarterback, he would have been great in college, but he wasn't. He was alternately good. It would take him a lot of the game to warm up. He was clutch at times. I'm not saying he's not good, but this number two overall in the draft, didn't see it. I didn't see it. But let me just tell you this. I went back to 2010, and I looked back and I said, okay, let me take a look at every first-round quarterback draft riser. Okay, the guy that came out of college with a certain draft stock, but then over the course of pro days and interviews, he shot up, and all of a sudden he's being taken in the top half of the first round. Okay, I went back to 2010. Okay, you tell me what all of these are all the early round top 15 draft risers since 2010. Kenny Pickett, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Daniel Jones, Mitchell Trubisky, sorry, buddy. Blake Bortles, Jake Locker, Tim Tebow, Mac Jones.
Hey, Blake Bortles played in an AFC championship game.
Okay, that wasn't his fault.
Well, but Daniel Jones got them to the playoffs, and he got hurt. Trubisky was...
He's not going to see the end of this contract.
Trubisky was far above a 500 quarterback, even with the lowly Bears.
None of these guys...
Trubisky!
None of these guys were franchise quarterbacks. No. Most of them didn't see the end of their first contract.
True.
These are all risers that you overvalue, and you forget about the tape of what you have seen, and this is what I see, because, boy, I like that he ran all the way to the side and threw it all the way down the field. Yes, that was great. These are all your draft risers. And what do they all have in common? None of them are franchise quarterbacks.
You know what the best proof of concept could be? Is if Frostburg's Chargers trade Justin Herbert and reset the quarterback contract, like when I did that.
You should punch yourself in the face for
I want to make this happen. Hey, and we're going to trade Justin Herbert to the Bears.
So you go get J.J. McCarthy, and then you can get Alt and whatever to build around him. And build that run game.
If only you guys were smart enough to know what Harbaugh's doing here.
Oh, he's playing chess while we're playing checkers?
You're damn right he is.
You know what, think about it.
Right.
That would be an awesome thing.
No, it's not a think about it. It's so damn obvious. It's not even funny. This guy's the greatest guy. Come get him, Denver. Come get him, Minnesota. I mean,
where does that leave
the old Chargers
at five? With whoever they want except a QB.
No, you know what? No. This is what's going to happen. He's going to trade Justin Herbert to the Bears for the number one pick. Well, okay. And then take J.J. McCarthy. And then so Washington will be able to take Caleb Williams at number two.
That's a hell of a conspiracy there. Some other stories about to come out that allegedly involved with some conspiracy.
But I'm telling you, man, that's every first-round riser. Every guy whose stock went from he's here, now he's taking the top half of the first round. What do they all have in common? None of them are franchise guys. None of them. Because you overvalued them, what they did when the end of their college career.
But you get excited about what's behind door number two or what's in the box.
McCarthy's different.
Mm-hmm. Sure he is.
Take him.
He is. Just like...
Come get him.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. What to believe and not believe from Shohei Ohtani. Next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bang! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.